Tall Tales of Alaska, Juno A.K. A quaint Alaska town with a gold mining problem. Written and narrated by W.R. Cozy. To my loving wife, Caitlin. For if it wasn't for her incredible spirit and desire for adventure, I may have never come to Juno, let alone call it home. I would like to begin by acknowledging the indigenous peoples of Alaska and their ancestral homelands. I want to pay my respects to all the tribes that call this land their home and recognize the deep and abiding connection they have to this place. I would also like to acknowledge the brave and tenacious souls who traveled north to Alaska during the gold rush seeking fortune and adventure, for it is their experiences and struggles that line these pages, and without them, there is no book. Finally, I want to express my gratitude to all those who have contributed to this work, whether through guidance, support, or inspiration. This collection would not have been possible without their contributions. Thank you. How did Juno get its name? Many folks expect a town name like Juno to appear somewhere down south, like Louisiana or French Canada. But never in Alaska, though. That is because not too many people know the town's namesake, Joe Juno, a French prospector. And even fewer people know that this name would be vastly different if it weren't for the signature Alaskan shot called the Duck Fart, made famous by one of Juno's oldest bars, the Red Dog Saloon. But first, before we get into that, you'll need a little more background on Alaska's capital city. And to do that, we'll need to go back to the time of the Alaskan Purchase. Russia had just sold Alaska to America, and at that time, Sitka was the capital. As for Juno, it was just a small fishing village named Rockwell, after the Navy's Lieutenant Charles Rockwell, who had been stationed in these parts before the gold rush. It was a fine name for that town. However, when large amounts of gold were found in the area, the place changed. It changed so much so that the United States even decided to make the quickly growing city Alaska's capital. But there was still one problem. Rockwell didn't have the right ring to it to attract prospectors as far north as Alaska. So, the newest gold rush town needed a new name. And it would be the townsfolk that would vote on what the new Alaskan capital would be called. The decision came down to two names. Harrisburg and Juno. The two names referred to Richard Harris and Joe Juno, the two gentlemen given credit for discovering the area and the vein of gold that came with it. Both men had their own ways of convincing residents to vote for them. Harris built a building downtown with the name Harrisburg on its side to bolster his claim. The building still stands and is situated on the corner of one of Juno's busiest intersections, South Franklin and Marine Way. But, as we all know, the town isn't called Harrisburg. No, the town is called Juno. And it was Joe's creativity and persuasiveness, and a little help from some liquor, that got him the votes. As the story goes, on the day of the vote, Mr. Juno invited all the would-be Junoites to Manila Square, the center of downtown, so that he could plead his case. However, something was off that day. And being the perceptive man that he was, Joe picked up on it. People seemed tense, even stressed. So what did Joe do? Instead of making his stand in the square, he opted for a more relaxed environment. Joe asked all those that had gathered to follow him to the closest bar to have a round on him. Once inside, Joe asked the bartender to get the fine folks of town a beverage that would taste nice, but have enough kick to give them the liquid courage to stand up to Richard Harris and name the town Juno. The bartender poured duck farts. So many duck farts, in fact, that "Fart for your vote" quickly became Mr. Juno's new slogan. And once the townsfolk were sufficiently drunk, Joe went ahead and led them all down to town hall to cast their ballots. Old Joe won by a mile. Despite some grumblings from Harris, no one could argue with the results. The town has been called Juno ever since. So that's the story of how a clever and persuasive man named Joe Juno and a drink made out of coffee liqueur, Irish cream, and Canadian whiskey changed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?